This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's study what's going on at the DJV program for Monday, November the 5th, 2018. D means Doug, J means Jennifer, V for Victoria, and Kara Schillen at the controls.
Oh, it's Dougie. Come on.
Oh, what?
You can forget.
Didn't expect that you would forget, you collectively. I'm not one, I think I said this last year, or maybe I've said it the last couple of years, on the anniversary where there's the 10-year thing, sometimes people make a big deal out of it. I think at this point, though, birthdays are nice for reflective purposes. I think that they're good if you have loved ones that you want to spend time with and just do what you normally do. I don't know what the emphasis is. As you know, I say this often, that the age thing is just a BS number. It'll apply as you want it to apply. It applies to people who, oh, I'm getting old, I gotta retire, I gotta...
Wow, you're really killing this whole, like, happy birthday thing.
Say happy
birthday. I'm just saying that people who get all worked up about birthdays, who take it on a negative spin, not this kind, I know you think it's negative, I just think that we ought to enjoy every day, and I will enjoy today as I enjoyed yesterday, as I'm sure I'll enjoy tomorrow. To have an acknowledgement of it is swell. Thank you, ladies. And you can, I'm sure, through the course of the hour or through the course of the program, you'll have other little things. I remember one day...
Oh, look, now he expects that we've got stuff planned, Jeff.
I know.
But I do remember one birthday. Richie had a whole bunch of people that were my friends call, and we had that.
Well, Richie's not here, so let's manage our expectations.
It's okay. All right, so let's see. Jennifer, it's your turn now that you've sprung that on us. Happy birthday. Thank you.
I want to know what you're doing to celebrate today.
I am pampering. I'm having a, two things. I'm having a acupuncture session this afternoon and a cranial massage tonight.
A cranial removal from the...
Well, that's what I'm doing, frankly.
All right, well, good.
Yeah, right.
Self-pampering is the best thing to do on your birthday.
Self-pampering, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
The story of the week, if you want to do a story here, we can. Although the big story for us, of course, is happy birthday, Dougie. But the story for the week is, of course, the midterm elections. Everybody's wondering how it will all play out on Tuesday. Will it be a blue wave? Will it be a red wave? Will it be no wave? And right, if you were asking me to guess right now, I would imagine that the Republicans will probably pick up a few seats in the Senate, and I think the Democrats will pick up a few seats in the House.
So it's more like some whitewash.
No wave.
Not really a wave, it's just some puddles.
I think a lot of people were predicting that this is going to be some sort of referendum on Trump, and maybe in some races it will be, but for the most part, I don't expect any huge shocks, but I do have something that is also trending for you today, Dougie.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I thought we'd look back in time at some of the things that are important, some of the people important to you, and also some of the moments on this program that have been extra fun. So Kara's going to lead us through it. So go ahead, Kara. Let's go.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
You remember this one?
Mm-hmm. You broke my will.
Forget it.
What a thrill.
He was on the charts during this week in 1958. Jerry Lee Lewis and Goodness Gracious Great Ball of Fire. Do you realize how politically incorrect this song is today? Given what you shake my nuts and you rattle my balls, that kind of stuff. We can say it because it applies to the... If you just took that out of context. Huh? Out of context? Right, that doesn't
go. Say that.
It's subject, of course, listen to the beginning of it.
If you shake my nerves and you rattle my brains.
No, nuts. Play it again.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brains.
Thank you.
Nerves? Nerves?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my
brains. For all these years, it's played again. I can see. Yeah, it does sort of sound like it. I've always said
it doesn't sort of sound like it.
Listen to it. No, but play it again. You can hear it.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brains.
Nuts. Nuts. Like nuts.
I cannot believe you said that.
What?
Much
you shake
less
my nuts and you rattle my brain? That, by the way, is Rich McFadden, aforementioned. I stand by my view of that, by the way. You shake
wow.
my nuts and you rattle my brains.
Oh, my boy. Oh, wow.
Is that it? That's the best you got?
We've got another one that's kind of funny.
All right, next is a brain buster. You have to figure out, this is something, I don't know, this is from the Who Said It department. Who said, in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes? A very famous, very famous kind of counterculturalist. If I give you more information than that, Nance, doesn't that give it away? You know who it is? I don't tell people what the answer to this is. These questions are. Nancy, do you know what the answer is? Who the
first Andy Warhol?
Ah.
You just asked me.
I just asked you because I want you to give me a yes or a no. I don't want you to tell the audience what the answer is. What is the matter with you?
You asked me. Who said that?
Good God. Where do I find these people?
They're no longer around.
I think you've significantly upgraded your co-hosts.
Usually on Tinder, right, Dougie?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
And if you want Thank it, we've you. Got a cute message from one of your favorite people.
Really?
Well, I love you.
How cute.
When did we record that?
I think he came on the show one time, and
that's
just
right.
Spur of the moment on the show, he said, I love you.
Yes.
That is little
he
Miles.
He said to me on Facebook, that's my grandson, Miles, he said to me on Facebook the other day, Gramps, when are you coming back? It's interesting whether youngsters like that have whether they have a concept of time, like from day to day, or are they like animals, every day is the same.
Or I was waiting for you to say, are they like dogs?
Goldfish. Forget every 3 hours.
All right, so I'm looking at the most interesting sky that I have seen for a long time. As you know, or hopefully most of you know, you turned your clocks back this weekend, so actually at this moment it's an hour earlier than it was last week at this time. Sometimes that doesn't make any sense. But the sky is so red that I'm looking at. The morning sky is red, red, red. What is the expression, red sky in the morning, farmer take warning? Red sky at night, farmer's delight.
See, now, I thought it was red sky at night, farmer's delight. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. Because I grew up at the beach, and that's something that, like, my mom always used to say to us. That
really?
There's actually different ones.
All about him.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's all about the farmer.
No, there is a farmer in there. He's right. There is a farmer, but I think at night it's good for a farmer because it means the next day is going to be good weather. And if it's red sky in the morning, then it's sailor take warning because it's going to be bad weather.
Really?
I could be making that up, but I don't.
I've heard them both use farmer and sailor. Red sky in the morning, sailor take warning. Red sky at night, sailor.
Well, wouldn't it be the same thing if you've got a red sky at night and it's good weather, that would be good for both of them, and a red sky in the morning if it's bad weather, it's bad for both of them?
Yeah.
I think that you can just interchangeably use them.
Thank you.
That was very diplomatic.
It is very diplomatic. Yeah, but the clouds are rolling in again. We had one decent day, and that was about it. So more rain here. I don't know what the winter is going to hold for us, but the weather here has been more important in some ways than all the political stuff, all of the things that are going on, because the weather is a harbinger of a lot of things, whether it's the farmer, whether it's the sailor, whether it's the planet. It just is it's disruptive. And I say all the time, it isn't because necessarily of human input, although I think humans are influencing, it's just the planet is changing, and we have been around long enough, at least in this lifetime, to see the way that it changes. And when you think about it, the 4.5 billion years the planet supposedly has been around, I read something this weekend that I was on a retreat this weekend, and it was into my head a lot. And so thinking about what happens as we try to always figure out, this guy says the planet's 4.5 billion years old. In fact, the planet could be 40 billion years old. Nobody knows. It's all conjecture. It's all speculation. It's all who knows what. There are so many signs that the planet and the solar system and the universe could be way older than whatever anybody thinks. And in fact, they think now there could be a double universe, or it could be that one existed, another one keeps happening. They keep creating because of the makeup of hydrogen, oxygen, all the elements that are in the universe. The production of planets and new worlds continues, and where life comes from, the fact that there are experiences that we have had in our past lives, if you believe in that. I spent the weekend talking about past lives and learning about them, and where, you know, you have X number of lives on this planet, but there are other things. You know, you can say what you want about this guy being a lunatic, but you can't prove that I'm right. I can't prove that I'm right either. I can prove that I'm comfortable with the theory. Yeah, you can write.
No one can prove that you're wrong either.
No, right, you can't. So why do we spend, is it just interesting conversation? Why do we spend so much time talking about stuff like that? The people who don't believe, you know, the religionists who, I think we started to have this conversation a couple of weeks ago, Jennifer, about whether the life, and you were right, you know, whether it started 2,000 years ago and whatever was written down, can't really be proven, although I think you can drill a core sample of the Earth and find that it goes back a long ways. But and then I think to myself, why is it important for us to be right? Why don't you just have your own beliefs, no matter what your belief? I posted on my Facebook page the following, and this sort of maybe if the world could come around to this, this would be the best birthday present I could have. This, and I didn't post it on the DJV site because I knew it would tick some people off. What I posted was as follows. Let gay people get married. Let rednecks have their guns. Let atheists be atheists. Let the Christians be Christians. America is all about freedom. Freedom to live your life as you please. So eat a greasy burger, shoot your guns, praise Jesus, wish those fellas next door a happy honeymoon. It's only when people force their ways on others that problems begin. It never ceases to amaze how many full-grown adults don't understand that. And that, I think,
so true.
Is the truth of the day from my perspective. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. All right, let's get into something that'll make your life so much better, a life changer. We can have, I was talking to these people about making Life Change Tea the official tea of the DJV program. Be easy enough to do. With one exception, they have so many other great teas. The teas that you can see at GetTheTea.com include Life Change Tea, which is the most important one, I think, that I've experienced because of what it does, helps clean your system out. I've been on an antibiotic for a week or so, and I will tell you without TMI that it's really, having this stuff in my toolbox has been very good, very helpful in keeping things working, if you know what I mean. So if you want to, what was that, Jennifer? I knew there was
such an oversharer sometimes. I was going to say, is toolbox a euphemism, or should I just tune out right now?
Life
talking
change
about
tea.
Keeping
no.
a system running.
Everything's running. Power wash your system with Life Change Tea. It actually is a proprietary herbal brand. Well, when you drink it, you're on stuff that would probably plug you up too.
Hey, it feels like you have a nice, clean body when you're on Life Change Tea, but the way you put it just makes it seem like...
Well, I was thinking of Victoria.
You're going to a mechanic shop or something.
Well, but it is. It's kind of a... It's an important toolbox to have.
You're right. I do have to brew another batch because I've been on 22 days of antibiotics. So
yeah.
I definitely
need
it.
Things plug up with antibiotics. Anyway, get the benefits, whatever they may be for you. Keep your systems clean and working. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free. Life Change Tea does do that. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV so that you get it shipped to you absolutely free, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Had nobody to blame but me. If you're a blamer, sounds like a good country tune. It is from Chris Stapleton, who announced with his wife that she's pregnant 7 months after they had twins. 7 months, and she's pregnant again.
And
what was the story?
Relatively far along if they're announcing it to the public.
Yeah.
Like a couple months
away.
Yeah,
that's true.
So wasn't there a discussion we had last week about getting pregnant? If you are wanting to have more than one, maybe you need to leave a year between when you have the baby and when you try to have the next one. Wasn't that what some doctors have said after some kind of a study?
I'm sure that makes sense.
I'm sure
that's what doctors would recommend, but maybe this was just an accident, a slip up. And sometimes, you know what? Your body knows. And your body is really, when it comes to pregnancy, your body knows when you can handle a healthy one for the most part. And if it happens, you know, you just follow through the course, I guess, right?
That's what you do. On stage during his concert at Madison Square Garden, he said, quote, "Some of you may know that we have four children. We just had twins about 7 months ago. Now there are four for us, but we're going to make it five."
Good news is this one's going to just walk out, so she doesn't have to really work.
Really? They were married 2007. Parents to three sons and one daughter. And they have chosen not to publicly reveal the names of their children, which I think is pretty smart. Isn't it? For people who are in the public light, probably a good idea. And this isn't the first time that he announced the baby news during a concert. I guess maybe I'm thinking, all right, you don't want to tell everybody their names, but you tell them that your wife is pregnant or having a baby. I don't know, maybe a little conflict there in thinking. He shared last year that his wife is expecting twins during a performance in Dallas. "She's the mother of my two children, and she's about to be the mother of two more." That's what he said that night. After the twin boys were born in April, he gave Reba the honors of announcing their arrival when he won Album of the Year at the 53rd Country Music Awards, the Academy of Country Music Awards. He didn't go. Reba said, "Those little rascals came out a bit early," adding that Stapleton and his wife were home in Nashville with their new babies. Hot off the press, twin boys. So hot off the press, pregnant again. You wish him well. Wish him the best. All right, let's see. What else is happening in the world of country music, Jen Jen? Blake Shelton has released a Bobby Bear cover before he goes out on tour. We were talking about his new tour. I think next to January he goes out. Friends and Heroes Tour is what he's calling it. He'll hit the road with New Artist of the Year nominee Lauren Elena, some special guests like the Bellamy Brothers, John Anderson, and Trace Adkins. In conjunction with his nods to country music's past, he just released a cover version of Tequila Sheila.
Sheila,
crack this up. This is a fun
take
song.
Take off that red satin dress. I crossed the border and I beat the dealer for all the damn gold in Juarez. I feel like old Pancho.
Anyway, this song came from 1980 originally, recorded by Bobby Bear for his Funny Down and Dirty LP. Tequila Sheila was written by Bobby Bear's close friend Shel Silverstein and Mac Davis, known for their lyrics set to Bear's music. This is really just kind of a fun song. Blake Shelton says, one of the coolest things I've been able to do in my career, because I've been fortunate, is a bit selfish along the way, able to record some songs that I grew up loving. I recorded this song and didn't really have a plan for it. I just wanted to have my own version of it. I'm a big fan. I always felt like Bobby Bear's personality was the kind I wanted to have as an artist as well. Plans to release more country classics in the weeks ahead leading up to that tour, which will kick off in February in Oklahoma City, February 14th. I think we said that there were tickets on sale now. So that's the Blake Shelton story here on the DJB program at 28 after the hour.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcomed to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000. And 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of the United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Word to that caravan of Central American migrants from President Trump.
So turn back now, because you're not coming into the United States unless you go through the process. Turn back.
That's the president at a rally in Macon, Georgia yesterday, calling the caravan again an invasion and again blaming it on Democrats. Trump was in Georgia campaigning for Brian Kemp, who's running for governor. With Election Day tomorrow, latest polls do show a slight Democratic lead going into those midterm elections. The ABC News Washington Post survey finding 52% of likely voters favor a generic Democratic congressional candidate over a generic Republican. People in North Ogden, Utah are paying respects to their mayor, Brent Taylor, a U.S. service member who was killed in Afghanistan Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm sending a note along to my daughter to make sure that she recognizes the fact that today is National Redhead Day, because my grandson Miles is a redhead. I don't know where Miles gets the red. Here, but there it is. All right, so here we are chugging along. It's Monday, November the 5th, beginning of another week, first full week of the month of November. Let's see, 3 weeks from Thursday, Jennifer, is Thanksgiving. Hip, hip, hooray for that if you're expecting a big time on Thanksgiving. Start preparing now. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. I saw the Butterball line has a new bit of technology attached to it. Victoria will bring us up to date on that later on. But right now, Victoria's going to bring us up to date on something else.
Well, yeah, and some other food news. A lot of people are kind of getting concerned about a story that's starting to trend about black licorice. Is it really dangerous? There's a new lawsuit that alleges it can cause heart disease. And there's a man in New York City. His name is David Goldberg. He's 73. He's filed the lawsuit against Hershey, which is the company that owns Twizzlers. He's alleging that although he is an otherwise healthy man, he was not properly warned about the potential dangers of eating his favorite candy, black licorice. He says that he had a bag or two per week, which is a standard size bag of black licorice. Not like the giant size.
Can we stop?
Yes.
Can you licorice. Say that word again?
Licorice.
You didn't say licorice.
It's not licorice.
You're so it's cute. Licorice. I've never heard anybody say it like that. That's great.
I think she's really right. Cute. I think that's the way it's spelled.
I know.
Anyway.
She probably is. Yeah.
I've heard people say licorice, but it's licorice. Yes. Annoys me because
I've always
not
said
that.
Licorice. Yeah. Red anyway. Licorice. I don't like black. I've never liked black.
You say
licorice.
I don't like black red yeah. too.
No.
Do you
I don't
say
like
red
black.
Licorice.
It's yeah. like it's like eating like
chocolate
putting
licorice? What a stupid word that is when you really say
tar in your mouth. You know,
well, here's the thing. We don't
tobacco.
Know exactly
okay, what about
right, but here's the thing. We don't know exactly what's in black licorice. because
now I'm going to freak you out.
Yeah, now you are. We're just going to call them black Twizzlers. How about that? So apparently what happened a few years ago in October of 2017, the FDA actually issued a warning against, here's another word I can't say, glycosylceramide. And apparently it's a naturally occurring ingredient in black licorice. And it actually, they put out a warning saying that if you eat, and this is not a lot, if you eat 2 ounces of black licorice a day, or if you have at least two weeks in length, you can actually develop an irregular heart rhythm or arrhythmia.
Seriously?
And so, yeah. And so this lawsuit against Hershey may actually come to fruition. This guy may actually win because he said that there's no warning on the package, even though there is data that shows the FDA did issue a warning. So black Twizzlers may be in a lot of trouble. And if you like black Twizzlers and you're for over 40, don't eat them. And if you do, just make sure you eat it in
here's
very,
my
very
way
small
of,
quantities.
If you like them, make sure each time you have them, you have magnesium with them. Because magnesium
to offset
is
the heart attack?
The antidote for the heart
Isn't
problems.
Isn't that funny?
Magnesium.
You know, my mom loved black licorice like that really? Because she lived in England and that's like she just got used to the all.
Makes your mouth all
there.
Black. Your lips
she
black.
Loves
your teeth
it.
Black.
It, but she also has an irregular heartbeat, right? She's got her that she just had to get
well,
fixed. Maybe it was the licorice. I'm gonna
this guy was diagnosed in 2017 with AFib, and at 73 or 72 is when it hit him, and he's been eating this for years.
Yeah.
So
I think there may be something to it. But magnesium, if you like that kind of stuff, take magnesium every day. It's very good for the electronic system in your body. Very good for the electronics. So there's a warning and a half. Thanks a lot, Victoria, for ruining those people who love black licorice or black whatever it is. Today, we're talking about red Twizzlers. Today's National Redhead Day. So would you like to have some facts about redheads? One. And nobody said yes, but I'm doing this.
Yes,
anyway.
Sure. Why not?
One. Only.
I love a redhead.
Yeah. Only 2% of the world's population has red hair. Though you may think redheads typically have blue eyes, fact is, most redheads have brown eyes. Now I have to think about what color Miles' eyes are. Got to check that out.
He has blue eyes, doesn't he?
I thought he had blue eyes, but
I think he does.
I'm not crazy when it comes to eye color. Two, redheads gray much slower than the rest. Another plus of being a redhead is that hair turns to a gray tinge much slower than other hair colors. That's because, you know, what makes you turn gray is you have a lack of copper in your system. So if your hair is beginning to turn gray and you want an antidote to that, find a way of getting copper into your, just not a lot, but a little copper into your system. Redheads, number three, redheads tend to be left-handed. Aha! My son is a lefty. I've forgotten what, I don't know if Miles has, I have to check that out, what his tendency is at this point as he's starting to write and scratch things. Let's see, redheads outdo blondes and brunettes. More redheads are left-handed than any other hair color. Number four on the list of important facts about redheads, have fewer hair strands. According to research, redheads have on average 90,000 strands of hair on their head. This is fewer than brunettes who have 140,000 strands. Blondes have 110,000.
See, I would actually say, because this is so funny, this is my whole family. My mom, I have four first cousins in America on my mom's side, and they're all redhead. They all have blue eyes. They're all lefties. And they all have the thickest hair. So if they have one hair strand, it's like five of mine. So I think that's probably like why. It's just Brillo pad thick. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Hello?
You have very thick hair.
Hello? Hello?
Oh,
hello.
Come in, please.
Hello, I was just sitting here eating my black licorice, and I just thought, I love the licorice, And I remembered Doug Steffen's birthday, and so happy birthday, family Doggericious Licorice, and I like to say happy birthday to you today.
Who is your super fan, Doug? Please introduce him.
He's related in no small way to the lady whose name begins with J.
Hi, Daddy. Good morning.
Happy birthday, Dougie. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Victoria.
Happy birthday.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Hi. When's your birthday? I forgot when your birthday is. I remember Jennifer's in February. When's yours?
You'll never forget it. It's the day when you're going to talk about the Butterball. It's on Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, Thanksgiving. But I remember having parties, going to your birthday party, and I never could remember. I know it's in late November, but I didn't remember. This year it's on Thanksgiving. Yeah. All right.
Happy birthday, Doug. I hesitated to call because I knew you'd start talking about the Boston Red Sox. But I just had to wish you a happy birthday because you're such a good man. And the show is wonderful, and I listen at all times. And I just had to say happy birthday to you.
I know. You should go to bed, though. Probably be. Well, I don't want you to have.
Have you been to bed?
I don't want you to get the same sort of thing that your former wife has, and a lot of people have.
Black licorice. I'm telling you, I was a black licorice fan, and I think I have it already.
Great. All right, Michael. Thank you. That was very nice of you to wake up from your drunken stupor and wish me a happy birthday. Thanks.
Happy,
that's what pals are for.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks.
99.
99. Go to bed. Okay, so anyway, the final item here on the National Redhead Fact Board is that redheads are better at making their own vitamin D. Most of us have to supplement. This is likely because they have less, melanin. Whatever it is in your body, than other hair colors. So
that gives it the color, right?
Yeah, that's right. It is what gives it the color. And as some relationship. If you look at the bottle of vitamin D, I bet there's copper. It'll say copper is one of the ingredients on the side of it. You know, we have a lot of minerals in our body. Iron is in our body. There are a lot of representation. Well, if you look at did you ever have this in science when you were in high school? Look at the chemical makeup of what's in your body. I think it's something everybody should understand. What makes up your body, how your body, it is of the elements because it is of the earth. We are of. Remember last week we had that whole big philosophical thing about trees and how it is that we, you know, the wood ash that's good for the soil is good because everything that comes out of the tree is from the ground. And it takes all the nutrients, the good things that are in the earth, and uses it to build itself. I am very fortunate. The house that I live in now is surrounded by fabulous trees, just beautiful, beautiful trees. And it's something that I find a lot of people take them for granted. Very special stuff, trees. Very special. Speaking of very special things, moving into the television sector here, I see Dolly Parton has cast Julianne Hough to play Jolene in the anthology based on Parton's music that will be on Netflix called Dolly Parton's Heartstrings, 8 episodes, inspired by I guess each one of them has a Parton song, and Jolene, you can imagine that. And the episode features Julianne Hough playing a free spirit with big dreams. Wants to leave her small town. Parton acts as the owner of a local country bar where Jolene is a waitress. Hough became a household name as one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars, and she broke out into film roles, launched a country singing career as well. Who's her brother?
Derek
Hough, right.
He's on World of Dance with J-Lo and Neo.
Really?
He's one of the judges on that show now, too, yeah.
She was in a remake of Footloose a couple of years ago, Rock of Ages, starred as Sandy in the TV adaptation of Grease. So Dolly Parton, her Heartstrings, set to debut next year on Netflix. I think that'd be good to see, frankly. Good kind of cool thing. All right, what else do we have for television news? Anybody see anything good, or are we going right into what's on tonight?
Go right into it.
All right. Help yourself.
It's been a while. It's been a tough weekend. All right. So tonight, a couple of things. National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase is turning 35 years old, if you can believe it. It's been 35 years since the family headed off to Wally World, and AMC, American Movie Classics, is celebrating tonight. You can check that out at 7 o'clock. Also new tonight, TLC is launching a new show called Mama Medium, and that's a show about psychic powers being a family affair about a clairvoyant family in, where else? New York. That's at 9 o'clock.
Where is this? On what channel?
This is TLC at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Also new tonight on Discovery, Street Outlaws Memphis. On the network tonight, Dancing with the Stars is new. It's the seventh week of competition featuring a country theme. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by The Good Doctor at 10. On CBS, new episodes all night long. The Neighborhood at 8. 8:30 is Happy Together. Magnum P.I. is at 9, followed by a new episode of Bull at 10 o'clock. The CW has a new episode of Arrow at 8, followed by DC Legends of Tomorrow at 9. On Fox, you get a new episode of The Resident, followed by a new episode of 9-1-1. That's at 9 o'clock. And then NBC has a brand new knockout round of The Voice. The top 24 are competing at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Manifest at 10.
All right, so in the sports world, I thought this was sort of interesting. I was watching the Lakers as they start the season because the fact LeBron James is there. Everybody thought, oh, wow, they're going to win. But they started off slowly. 3 games won, 5 games lost. Apparently, the head coach, Luke Walton, has been admonished by Magic Johnson. And again, the context is that most people thought LeBron James would bring so much energy, they'd be big out of the box. And LeBron James has said that may not be a fair expectation because he's learning to play with these guys. But the only thing he cares about, he was interviewed on ESPN. He said the only thing he cares about is the Lakers winning.
No. Yeah, well, that's what he should care about.
Well, that's what he's getting paid for.
It's so interesting when these teams bring in these gigantic players and then just expect that that's going to be the magic formula to get people playing again. It's all about chemistry. It's about whether or not people play as a unit. And it does, I think you're right, it does take a while to develop that chemistry. So,
what's his deal with Luke Walton? You wonder if LeBron James is more important to the team than, and it's too bad because one player shouldn't be more important to the team than the group itself and the coach, that sort of thing. I've often wondered when these guys get paid as much money, which many times, you know, the coaches in these teams, $4, $5, $6 million a year they make, which is certainly nothing to sneeze at. But I think LeBron James is making, what, $23, $24 million a year or something
like that?
Easy. Yeah. So what does that do to the respect quotient, or do they think that? I suppose some people think that way, and other people don't. Basketball has always been one of those things that eluded me why people, it's like golf, why do people like to watch it? My son is a big fan of the Celtics and goes all over the place to watch them. It's just one of those things, but I think it's an interesting personal light on LeBron, he didn't get in a Magic's face, but he just said, look, leave the guy alone. We're all here focused to win. We're going to win. So let's see where that all goes. Speaking of where things go, how was your rest last night? Did it go well, or did falling asleep last night fall into a trail of experiences that leave you very unrested? If you've been tossing and turning around every night and trying to find something comfortable in the bed, maybe the mattress is no good, maybe the pillows are no good, you can fix both of those problems by going to MyPillow.com. Buy any pillow that they have there. You get the second one free. Any pillow, not just the pillows you sleep on. They have tons of great pillows. Find them all at MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV. Get the second one free. That's it. Second one free. Most comfortable pillows in the world at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV gets you 2 for the price of 1. It's 10 before the hour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
After the hour, Monday Tech Talk time. It's an opportunity for us to bring ourselves up to date on a couple of important technology stories that will affect all of us. So not like, how do you build a computer? That's not what this section of the program is all about. But it is about those of you who are using Alexa to cook. I'm thinking this is the craziest thing. I'm actually kind of tired of all of the hoopla about Alexa. But Victoria Keelan is here, and she's not.
Well, you're not cooking Thanksgiving dinner this year, are you?
I cooked Thanksgiving dinner once in my life. When I first got divorced, I made a turkey that cooked all night long, and it was like a piece of, even the electronic
all night long?
Knife. Yeah, even the electronic knife couldn't cut through.
Of course not. Jeez. Well, you could have used this service then.
I might have, then. Yes, right then.
So
yeah.
What we're talking about is the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, which is a real thing. And the Butterball Turkey Talk Line has been around since 1981 when 6 home economists, which I guess back then when you took like home ec, I guess, in the 80s, I never understood what that meant. But I guess 6 home economists who are professional at-home cooks, they worked the phone lines over the Thanksgiving holiday in 1981. They answered 11,000 turkey cooking questions. So the Butterball Turkey Line was birthed then, and it still remains today. They take all kinds of calls, emails, social media, live chat, texting, and all that stuff is still available. However, this year, for the first time, they've added Alexa.
Now, if you have any device that uses Alexa, all you need to say is, "Hey Alexa, ask Butterball," and then follow it up with your question. Should I leave the turkey in all night long? No, Alexa will tell you. Do not do that, Doug Stefan. And so you can also use if you have an Alexa device that has a video screen, it will also pull up how-to videos for all of your turkey talking needs. And so it's live right now. If you want to practice for Thanksgiving, which I might actually do because this might be the first year I'm cooking Thanksgiving, so I might practice out some recipes. It's not just turkey. You can get all kinds of side dish help and what to do with leftovers. There's a lot of really great things here that the Butterball Turkey Talk line, which just sounds fun to say anyway. It's
the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
The Turkey Talk line, yeah. So the Turkey Talk line is making some big waves this year with Alexa, and definitely check it out. It's free to use, and it has a lot of really good resources.
There's a song that goes with that. There's a song about turkeys and stuff that we'll have to find for Thanksgiving. It's kind of like a silly little song. Butterball Turkey, the turkey talk. You realize how much free publicity Butterball Turkey gets? Belongs to Swanson Foods out of this.
Well, here's the thing. You don't need to buy a Butterball Turkey to use the Butterball Turkey talk.
No, of course not. No, it's a good local turkey.
Yep.
All right, Apple has shown off new hardware on their iPad Pro and MacBook laptops. Let's figure out what happened at this event.
The Geek Out.
Apple recently held an event showing off new hardware focusing on the next generation of iPad Pro. Mimicking the iPhone, the new variation of their best-selling tablet removes the home button and introduces Face ID. Now, because of this, they can provide more screen space while also reducing overall size. The new iPad Pros come in 10.5 and 12.9-inch screen sizes and starts at $650. Also, Apple somewhat surprised everybody by making major upgrades to the Mac Mini, which now starts at $800, and the MacBook Air gained a Retina display, reduced overall weight and size, but jumped up in price. All of those and more new products are now available at Apple.com.
Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Meanwhile, back at the proverbial ranch, General Motors is building electric bikes. This ought to be something special. What do you think, Victoria?
I think this is pretty cool. So they unveiled two electric bikes that will go on sale next year. They're called e-bikes. They are pedal bikes that also have a small battery pack and an electric motor. So as you ride, as you pedal, it actually builds up momentum and additional power. So you don't really need to pedal that much. You see these a lot in cities. And so the two new bikes, one of them is foldable. They are designed with urban use in mind. They require less exertion to ride. So if you're in a suit and you're on your way to work, you don't have to work up sweat so much. The electric bikes will also have internet connections, although GM has not said yet what those connections will enable, so we're not really sure if that's going to give you Wi-Fi while you're on the bike or what. But they also are not saying how the bikes will be marketed, so we're not sure if they're going to be sold individually to consumers or if they'll be used in bike-sharing fleets like city bikes and all-around bike-sharing. In every city, there's a bike share now. However, the new bike needs a name. And so they are giving $10,000 to the winner, who can name it ebikebrandchallenge.com.
Good, e-bike.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.